This is Amin Ali, M-I-N space L-I, the kitting for Dr. Anas OB, date of service January 24, 2013. Patient name, Ramzi Abazi, R-A-M-Z-I-E-H space B-A-Z-Z-I, date of birth, September 18, 1948. Primary care physician, Dr. Fuad Bakhrallah, F-O-U-A-D space D-A, K-H-L-A-L-L-A-H, phone number 313-581-8080, fax number 313-581-8383, address 5245 Safe Road, suite number D, Dearborn, Michigan 48126. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, new consult. Next paragraph, dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Bazi, who you know is a very pleasant 64-year-old lady with past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, coronary artery disease status post, 3x23mm 10 to the proximal LED, 2.75x23mm double link 10 to the mid LED, and 2.5x28mm Zenith drug eluting stent to the distal LED. Period. She came to our clinic today as a new consult for cardiac evaluation. Next paragraph. On today's visit, she has complaining episode of left external pressure life chest pain, 4 arthritis severity, radiating to the left shoulder and back, lasting for less than half an hour. No dyspnea objection or test, no palpitations, no syncope or presyncope. She's complaining of bilateral lower limb edema, but denies an intermittent claudication of the lower limb. Next paragraph. Past medical history, number 1, hypertension, number 2, hyperlipidemia, number 3, diabetes mellitus, number 4, coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, past surgical history, number 1, chronic catheterization and stenting, number 2, spinal disc surgery, number 3, thyroid surgery. Next paragraph, surgical history, significant for smoking 1 pack per day for over 30 years. No alcohol or intravenous drug abuse. Next paragraph, family history significant for coronary artery disease in her mother, hypertension in her mother. Next paragraph, allergies, non-drug allergy. Next paragraph, Kenneth medications, number 1, glipizide, 5/50mg. Correction, glipizide, 5/500mg, once daily. Number 2, ramipril, 1.25. Correction, ramipril, 1.25mg once daily. Number 4, aspirin, 325mg once daily. Number 4, Lipitor, 8mg once daily. Number 5, Effient, 10mg once daily. Number 6, Coreg, 3.125mg twice daily. Number 7, Nitrostat, 0.4mg as needed. Number 8, Adavair, 250/50. Number 9, Levothyroxine, 80 microgram once daily. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital sign, blood pressure 143/85mmHg, pulse rate 57 beats per minute, weight 186 pounds, height 5'2", please start down the template of a normal cardiovascular system exam. Next paragraph, diagnostic test, EKG was done on January 14, 2013. It showed heart rate of 100 beats per minute, sinus rate, overall abnormal ECG. Next paragraph, echocardiography was done on January 13, 2013. It showed ejection fraction of 40%, mild mitral regurgitation, mild tricuspid regurgitation. Echo finding consistent with diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, cardiac stress test was done on correction. Cardiac catheterization was done on January 15, 2013. It showed left main was short vessel with no evidence of significant disease. Left anterior descending artery was large vessel that wrapped around the apex and provided perfusion to the anterior wall as well as the collateral to the right coronary artery. The vessel was diffusely diseased and extending from proximal to distal segment. There was lesion in the range of 70-99%. Post-percutaneous coronary intervention revealed no residual stenosis with CIMI, free flow, and excellent angiographic result. Left circumflex artery was medium-sized non-dominant vessel with 70-80% mixed stenosis. This appeared to be chronic staple lesion and unlikely to be the culprit behind her elevated troponin. The major obtuse margin branch exhibit mild disease. Right coronary artery was medium-sized dominant vessel, 100% occluded, dead distal to the takeoff of an acute marginal branch. Again, there were rich collateral from right coronary artery. 3x23mm joint drug eluting stent was placed to the proximal segment of the LID. 2.75x23mm drug eluting stent was placed to the mid segment, and 2.5x28mm Zenith drug eluting stent was placed to the distal segment. Next paragraph. Laboratory blood tests were done on January 16, 2013. It showed CBC within normal limit. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Number 1, coronary artery disease. She status post 2.5x28mm Zenith stent to the distal LID, 2.75x23mm drug eluting stent to the mid segment, and 3x23mm drug eluting stent to the proximal LID. On today's visit, she was complaining of atypical chest pain. We recommend her left heart catheterization after 3 weeks at Oakwood Hospital. For further intervention, we recommend her lifestyle modification in the form of regular exercise, balanced diet, low in fat content, high in fibers, and to continue on Coreg, aspirin, and Asian therapy, and follow her progression on the next follow-up visit. Number 2, valvular heart disease. On today's visit, she was asymptomatic. Her recent echocardiogram showed ejection fraction of 40% with mild mitral regurgitation and mild tricuspid regurgitation. We continue to monitor her valvular abnormality with her echocardiography on the next follow-up visit. Number 3, hypertension. Her blood pressure measured today was 1943/85mmHg, which is close to the required blood pressure. We recommend her to continue on Ramipril and Coreg therapy. Our goal to have blood pressure below 140/90mmHg as measured by her primary care physician. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. We recommend her to continue lipid therapy. Our goal to have LDL below 70mg/dL. With regular monitoring of her liver function test, as we made by her primary care physician. Number 5, diabetes mellitus. We recommend her to continue glucuronide therapy. We recommend her to keep target glycemic control and to have hemoglobin A1C below 7%. With regular monitoring of her eyes, kidneys, and peripheral nerve function, as we made by her primary care physician. Next paragraph. Number 6, hypothyroidism. She is known history of hypothyroidism on liver cyclin therapy. We recommend her to continue on her current medications. We recommend her to continue to follow up with her primary care physician with regard to this matter. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Bazzi. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Ms. Bazzi back in 6 weeks. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Amin Ali, Medical Student, dictating for Dr. Anas Obeid with all his board certificate. This is the end of the dictation.